This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says President Joe Biden was briefed by members of his national security team on the evolving situation in Afghanistan. Biden and his team met Saturday in the White House Situation Room as the United States urged its citizens and others to stay away from Kabul Airport because of a possible threat from an Islamic State group in Afghanistan. The IS affiliate, which has long declared a desire to attack America and U.S. interests abroad, has been active in Afghanistan for several years, carrying out horrific attacks, mostly on the Shiite minority. The group has been repeatedly targeted by U.S. airstrikes in recent years, as well as Taliban attacks. However, officials say fragments of the group are still active in Afghanistan, and the United States is concerned about it reconstituting in a larger way as the country comes under divisive Taliban rule. The Biden administration is considering calling on U.S. commercial airlines to provide planes and crews to assist in transporting Afghan refugees once they are evacuated from their country by military aircraft. The U.S. Transportation Command said in a statement Saturday that the Pentagon has not approved or ordered any activation of commercial airlines as allowed under the Civil Reserve Air Fleet program, which adds to military aircraft capability during a crisis related to national defense. If called upon under the voluntary program, commercial airlines would transport evacuees from way stations outside Afghanistan to another country, or from Virginia's Dulles International Airport to U.S. military bases. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our